Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Welcome back to the Glass Cannon Network for what is going to be an all-new season of Pendragon Under an Iron Sky. I can't believe we're back, everybody.
It's back!
Welcome.
We're back.
Oh. And you know what's great? You know what's really great? It's kind of like all about knights right now. For me personally, I've been playing this Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 game.
Been painting
some Warcrow miniatures. They're all knights. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms just started.
Yeah,
and it's just.
I've been reading The Bright Sword. I love Grossman.
That's cool. I've been reading Between Two Fires, which is also about knights, but in France and the Black Plague. I can't remember the name of the author. I'm sorry, but no free ads anyway. So
yeah, like, I mean, I've been reading a book about King Arthur, but like, who cares who wrote it?
yeah, exactly. Lev
knights
Grossman.
Are so hot right now.
Yeah, exactly. They're all good.
We're really in our knights era.
Yeah. How's everyone doing? Everyone spent yesterday watching 12 hours of previous episodes to prepare for today, I assume.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great. I've forgotten a single thing.
Yeah. I kicked a squire just to, you know.
There you go.
Just to get that feeling.
That's good.
And yes. Look, I should mention the primary reason we're back here for what I guess is the season 3 of this bad boy is that all of your watching opened your wallets and put your money where your mouth was. You went and used a code on chaosium.com. And I've got great news for all of you who love spending money.
You can do it again.
There is a new code. Would anyone like to guess? Would anyone like to guess what the new code might be?
I can't.
Anyone?
I've narrowed it down to a few options.
Is it?
You're not the only one that can wave a book around.
Oh, yeah. Waving books.
I'm the only one that doesn't have the fancy ones.
Dude, I didn't give you one. Oh, my God.
What did you do wrong?
Miss Holland?
It's so embarrassing.
Sucked in.
I've got a commoner version of the text.
You've got the peasant version. Pen Cannon 3 will get you 15% off anything in the Pendragon range, which includes things that have come out since we last recorded, like the Pendragon Magnum Opus edition, which is the a very fancy edition with
a cool
quote on the back.
Gorgeous.
Of the core rulebook. It includes the Pendragon starter set, the Grey Knight campaign, the core rulebook, the Game Master's Handbook. But also some other cool things like this, which is it's on its way to Skid right now. This is the Arthurian Companion by Phyllis Ankar.
I got that email today.
This is like an encyclopedia of everything Arthurian, and you could use this as your aid when playing the game if you want to like really get into the weeds
with
the certain people involved. And then there's other cool stuff like the Pendragon, the Savage King, which came out earlier this year. And by that, I mean I'm talking in weird time dilation talk because we're recording this before it comes out, but this will air after it comes out. And there'll be other stuff too that I talk about as we go. But the best way to support the show is to do that. And the other thing is that you can go to, what is it called? It's like sign up for the nation or something. Is that what?
Join the nation.
That's the one. That was close. Yeah.
Yeah. If you come across this on YouTube and you want to listen to it on the go in a podcast form, you can go to jointhenation.com and sign up for a subscription that gets you this as a podcast feed on whatever podcast app you listen to.
And a lot of other cool shows, so it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And many, many other cool shows. Yeah. Yeah. Featuring Paula and Nora. Very little Skid, though.
Very little Skid. Skid's in almost nothing.
More Skid than me. But that's okay. Joe's in every show.
Yeah.
This is so much Joe.
I have FOMO. I don't want anybody. You got your Joe's worth.
You get your Joe's worth.
You get a promo code.
If it's your first time watching Pendragon, this is not a terrible time for you to jump in because we're about to do a winter phase, which is a cool like downtime, lick your wounds situation after the party has done two things. They thwarted the Mad King Lot, who was challenging the Boy King Arthur's right to rule. And they fought in a mass battle. Yeah, yes. He's awful. And then they also, Joe's character, Sir Quigan, murdered a giraffe.
Yes, that's right. In a weird time dilation thing, speaking of, because that could have happened out of
timeline. That was definitely the strangest of all the great Gen Con experiences I had last year was the vicious slaying of a giraffe. That I didn't want to stop because of the die rolls. Yeah.
It took
me
so long to figure out what it was.
I had no idea. No idea until someone said it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was from our perspective, but that made me so sad.
It was really sad.
Poor giraffe, like in a strange land and just cut down by a guy covered in metal. It's like, what were his last thoughts?
Awful.
Peaceful, peaceful. Speaking of wild beasts.
Oh, look at this. Cat on screen.
Yeah.
Cat on screen.
Drink.
So, we're here for Pendragon. We're excited to get back into it. There's a lot to catch up on. It's been a while since we've played together. It's been a while since we've spoken. So, come back on after this quick break for more Pendragon Under an Iron Sky. And we're back with Pendragon Under an Iron Sky. And it's late in Lord Robert's Hall, the day of victory. The field of battle against the pretender King Lot from the north, who was slain. And alone in the hall is a cat.
That's outside my door? Yeah, that's a cat outside.
Wow.
Just, I can let her in. Hold on. I'm so sorry. That was such a good... Luna, how dare you? Hold on.
Cat's just like, get me on the show.
Yeah. Gotta have multiple cats.
Stop closing me out.
All right, there is a cat. That's fine. Halls had cats. It was just an immersive experience. Alone in the hall with the cat is Dame Fiona and the very tall Archdruid Merlin.
Oh, right.
And he has just leant forward, and Dame Fiona has seen around his neck this symbol hanging on a piece of leather, which is very familiar. Dame Fiona.
I keep seeing that everywhere.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
What is it?
It has led you to me.
I've been led to you. I don't think I'm important enough for that.
You all have. Nobody's important. That's what you need to remember. We're all equally important, but some of us have more to do than others.
Is there something you need me to do?
Yes, you need to revivify the old gods of England.
You can see what I'm up against, can't you? I mean, you hear how they talk about it. On their one god and they laugh at me and it's... I think it's going to be very hard.
But it's already begun. It began with the giant from the north.
Was that?
And the child, the one... The child the fairies took and replaced.
I knew it was all real.
Yes, it is real. It's all real. Even this is real, Dame Fiona. You must not lose sight of it, for the magic is returning to our world as the Lord Arthur, the King Arthur, has drawn the sword from the anvil in Londinium.
Yes, and so I just need to believe...
Yes, but they all must believe as well. And sometimes, for belief to be necessary, deception is your best ally.
Do you mean like fake a fairy kidnapping and make them think it's real so that the next time a real one happens, they'll know the real one was real because they believed the fake one?
I certainly wouldn't advocate for kidnapping somebody, Dane.
Oh, yeah, of course. No. I meant more like in an abstract kind of way.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Deception sometimes is necessary.
Yes. Write that down.
I am. I'm not literate at all, but I am writing it down.
Yes. But it is important. The wizard leans in. But we haven't much time. There are devious actors, opposing forces. You must thwart them, Dame Fiona. You and your fellow knights, you must convince them of me. Of all of this. But first, Dame Fiona, you must survive.
Yes, I did. Oh, and at that moment, I think like my wound, like the pain from my wound, like the adrenaline is maybe starting to leave my body a little. And I'm starting to feel that pain more.
Yes.
Acutely. Yes.
And you awake with a pained gasp. And the, and the chirurgeon looking over
Brilliant.
You. Brilliant! Stay still now. I'm just trying to work a little bit on your wound.
Just here. And I saw him and he was in my dream. And
That's it. He turns and looks at Sir Caradoc, who is also. He says, oh, the fever is bad with this one, I fear.
Oh, I'm quite warm.
Well, yes, very warm indeed.
Unfortunately, she has chosen to live a life of pagan bacchanalry. She is beyond the mercy of God, I fear.
Okay.
Oh, quite a task I've been handed.
If devotees of Under an Iron Sky will recall that Sir Quegan got debilitatedly wounded at the end of our very first adventure of the Vengeful Giant. Now, does everyone remember that in preparing for the fight against King Lot, there were a number of tasks you could do, and you couldn't do all of them.
Yeah.
And you chose, and each one would have positive and negative effects. One of the things you chose not to do was prepare the medical tents.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And
who
what
needs
that means,
that?
And what that means is, so Dame Fiona, what is your current hit point situation? Can you let everybody know? You have, I think, one or two wounds, because remember, in Pendragon, you do track your wounds individually.
So my current HP is listed as 13, and then for wounds, I have 9 speared through the, I think it's bicep.
Yeah,
speared through
correct.
The bicep, and then I have the debilitated thing.
Yes, you are debilitated. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is because you didn't prepare the medical tents, the deterioration of your wound for the first week, because we check each week for how you're going, the deterioration is automatic for the first week. Was anyone else debilitated? You got pretty badly wounded, I believe.
I think it was
Sir
just
Caradoc.
Me.
I think Sir Caradoc took some damage, though. You also took a rock to the side of the head when you were dropping trowel the other day.
Oh,
remember
that's
when you
true.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what's everybody's hit point situation, if we can just check in with everybody?
Sir Quegan is full and unwounded. He came out of the battle without a scratch.
Hell
and
yeah.
And I believe the same is the case for Dame Sophina.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us came out unscathed, but Caradoc and Fiona had a rough encounter with the bodyguard of King
Lot.
Well,
we had a hard time.
So, for the first deterioration, I'm going to ask, let's ask Sir Quegan. Joe, could you roll a d6, please?
Don't. I don't want Joe to roll for
me. No, don't do anything that I... I cannot have
a
roll.
One.
Just don't roll a 1? Is that what you said?
No. Well, I said no, just because you roll badly, right? So, you'll roll a 1. It'll be fine.
This is the amount of damage
you
take?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, come on with this. No!
Feel sick. What did you roll?
4.
That's not too bad.
Okay, it could have been worse.
Okay, so you lose 4 hit points in the first week, Dame Fiona, while they were waiting for a chirurgeon. So please make a note of this. Week 2...
I'm down to 9.
In week 2, the chirurgion does arrive. And he's got a surgery skill of 13.
Okay.
So in week two, Sir Caradoc, could you please roll against 13 to see?
Roll if a the, 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
See if the surgery works.
Six.
Okay, okay, you passed. Okay, that's good. And what is your healing rate, Dame Fiona?
My healing rate is 2. So okay, I'm so back you up heal, to 11.
You're back up to 11.
This is so stressful.
It is. So the following week, Dame Safina, could you please roll against 13?
Roll against 13?
Yeah, so you want to roll 13 or under.
Oof. Damn it, I rolled a 14.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. So oh, close to
it. Right.
I hate it so much.
Now, James Safina, could you roll a d6, please?
Okay. 5.
Okay, so lose 5 more hit points.
Doing great.
I'm going to die. Okay. I have 6 total.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Who would like to make the next roll for the surgeon the following
skid.
Week?
That's Skid. Paula so could Caradoc, never get mad at Skid. So
rolling into this
I can. I can get mad at him, actually.
She can get mad at me. I believe in her.
I think I might vomit.
Wait. Hold on a second. Slow down! If he rolls a 6 here, is she dead, out of the game, dead?
If Skid fails the surgery roll and rolls a 6, he's got to make the surgery roll. But if, yeah, the next 6, then
sorry,
she
I
will.
That
then
these weren't from
die.
My hit points. This was for, sorry.
This is from my hit points.
We are all rolling
You're
as
rolling
like the
rolling to see how
four.
I'm
Correct.
Healing.
Correct.
Okay, cool. Sorry, my internet got fucky. So
that's okay.
I'm just going to fix
so Dame,
my
Dame Fiona, I did say you do have a healing rate of 2, so you do heal another 2 in the week between the rolls.
Okay. Okay. That's good. So I'm back up to 8. This is.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, skin roll a d20.
11.
Okay, success.
Okay. So success.
Heal another 2.
Okay.
And that is the second of 3 surgery rolls, so you no longer require surgery. But
okay,
what you
but
do
I'm
need to do is
weak
how many
AF.
Yeah, so how many? So what you need to do is what is your top hit points?
22, and I'm at 10.
2. So I don't know what's 2. To the pack. That's how many weeks. To get from 10, earning 2 per week, up to 20 is how long you actually recover for.
Yeah, so I have 6 weeks to get to 22. Yeah. I need to heal 12 more points, so 6 more weeks.
Yeah, so that'll happen.
So a month and a half, yeah.
You get to add somewhere in your character sheet, in your description, that you've got this dope wound in your bicep. And remember, your strength was permanently reduced by 1.
Yeah. And my characteristics were already...
Oh,
not
really?
Great, y'all. Yeah,
okay,
I rolled so low when we did character creation, but that's okay because I have my mind in the blessing of Merlin, and they will believe me somehow.
They certainly will. They will all believe you.
Now, soul death.
So, Caradoc, you had lost some hit points. What's your healing rate? You weren't debilitated.
My healing rate is 3.
Okay, so a few weeks. I think you had 8 or 9 hit points worth of damage.
That sounds right.
Sure. Okay. Good thing. So that's a fun player trick. Everyone can learn at home. You just
I don't
lie
know because it's like
what you
it's
wrote
a
down.
It's a fillable PDF, and I don't know is. If I saved it right. So I had it at full. So but 9, you know, 9, 8 or 9 sounds great. That's
talking about this the other day. I used to play with a guy when I was like a kid when I was in high school, and we'd play Mage the Awakening, which was quite a complex like wizard game, right?
Yes.
But he just did this thing where we like
sounds
we'd
like
be
nerd
playing.
Stuff.
Yeah, deep
yeah, it's a very nerdy
deep.
Game.
Deep nerd. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
That's okay. I knew what Warcrow was.
Yeah.
So.
He'd be like, I'm going to use this whatever level 5 spell or whatever. And I would say to him, when did you get that? And he'd say, well, it's written on my sheet. I wouldn't have just written it out. And I'd be like, well, you got me there.
Yeah. How can you argue that?
Yeah, I can't. Like, I'm not the master of your sheet. Anyway, we're now in the winter phase. So we need to address something important before we go into the winter phase. And that is Sir Quigan, the fan favorite Sir Quigan, the guy everybody loves to hate because he butchers giraffes and he's married to a woman who is loyal but not in love with him.
Oh, I found a picture of her.
Lady Diana?
Lady Diana.
In our book. I think
she probably looks like this or something.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably close.
That's probably real close.
I would have lost my mind if you just held up a picture of Princess Di then. I would have just lost her. Here she is.
And this is going to be Brother Melian for too long.
There you go. Yes.
There he is.
Amazing.
This is so great for our podcast audience.
So,
yeah, sorry, listeners. Guys, you got to come over to YouTube.
So Quigan, over the last few days since this experience with the farmer's boy, he went into a passion crisis so bad it has afflicted him into a madness, which he fully descends into after the fight with King Lot is over. Now, usually what happens with a madness is that your character gets fully passed over to the GM, and I can do whatever I want with him. All right,
please.
Because of the nature of this game, that would be uninteresting. If I was just like, Joe, you just sit here for this next story and I'm going to tell you what your character does. Not that that's what happened. There is a cool chart that tells you what's going to happen, but I would like Joe, you to have a think about because there are a lot of factors, you know. So Quigan's had like, he's not a nice dude, but he hasn't had like an easy way of it the whole time, right? There's mm-hmm. there's a number of things that if he overthought them or if they all compounded all at once could drive him into some sort of passion-driven madness. And I'd love for you to sort of you don't have to answer me right now. If you like us to come back to you, we can do some other stuff, or you percolate a little bit on. I'd love for you to tell me like what you think his state of mind is, because what ultimately does happen is he will just wander off, like he abandons his post for some amount of time, and there's like a little side adventure you go on, which is what we're going to roll on this chart for.
Oh my god!
But basically, you need to have a think about where is his mind.
No, I'm good.
At?
I think I'm good. Yeah. I think I'm good. Okay, I even said it at the end of episode 9.
Yeah.
Unrelated to the madness revealed in episode 10. I think that I planted the seed very well there for what really ends up driving him mad, which is the realization after the battle with King Lot of how tenuous the boy king's hold is on this land and over his people, and how close we came to losing that fight could, you know, in an instant ruin everybody's lives, right? And so he has no power to like stop any of this from happening. He's just kind of like a cog in the machine, and he knows that that his whole vassalship, or whatever the term is for it, is based on a lie, is based on stealing or forging documents that give him the power not only to hold this land, but to marry the woman he married and to have a title for the son that he has, right? And so then it's like, well, then there's Melian who's floating around out there who knows all of this stuff and could like turn on him on a dime. And, well, I have to like kill Melian. But then it's like, how are you going to murder this priest, essentially, this monk that is like very close to Sir Robert or Lord Robert and his family and stuff like that, and an advisor at court and everything? It suddenly spirals into a situation where he's like, I can either save my family and go to hell, or like I can do, quote unquote, maybe do the right thing and like destroy the lives of myself and everyone I know. So it's like an impossible position, and I think it triggers some deep-seated madness that came from years before. And it's just sort of like there's no point in trying.
So why try any of that when you could just run naked into the woods instead?
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you you abandoned your child? You abandoned your boy?
Abandoned my boy?
You abandoned him. So could you I hope you don't have the chart up in front of you because I want it to be a surprise, but if you could please roll a d20.
No, I do not have it in front of me.
All right.
I know.
Roll a good number, because some of these are good and some of them are good but less exciting. So roll a good number.
Or you can just pick one. Here we go.
I could. Roll. Maybe I'll do that anyway.
Is this a good one? Natural 8.
Natural 8.
They're all
sounds
natural.
Uninteresting to me. Thank you, Paula, for that clarification.
an unmodified 8.
Brian doesn't like it. Do you want to reroll?
No. Because I'm reading the thing and trying to think of how to extrapolate this.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you first ran away from everybody, where did you go? Where did you run to? Was there any particular direction or place? Where did you go?
He went into the nearest woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember with what disdain he looked at that mother that left her child and just like went into the woods. And in his phase right now, what he's going through right now, he's like, she had it right. Mm. It was like, this is the way. You cut off all ties with all responsibilities in the real world, and you give yourself over to the spirits of the forest, right? It's sort of, I don't know, heathenistic too, right? Yeah. Like, he's a Christian.
Yes.
So
come
to go in there
side.
And say, like, maybe the fairies will give me the answer. And he's, like, wandering around like some swampy pool, just, like, calling for fairies.
Okay, so you do that for a few days. And you camp by the edge of this swamp. It's wet and cold. And you
he's looking
you find
down
yourself
at like a
like,
frog. And he's
"Hello,
do you talk? Are you one of the ones that talk?"
And he hops away. And you make like a little lean-to with some, you know, some you forage some moss and you know a fallen tree. And you sort of sleep under that. And you know, you get sick really quick. Do you remember what you said about the mother when it was decided that, you know, let's let her go? Do you remember what you? I think I can't remember. It was Joe or Sequegan. Do you remember what was said?
I don't remember exactly. No.
She'll be dead in a week.
Yeah, in a week. That's right.
But it's on the. It's close to midday on the third day. And it's been raining. It's not raining actively, but the dewdrops are falling from the leaves all around you, pitter-pattering into this little stretch of swamp. And you're laying there just on your side because you're malnourished and you're maybe getting sick. And you sort of, you know, when you're sort of lying down, you're feeling so, and you're kind of just maybe looking through like half-lidded eyes.
Yeah, that's what unfocused. I was picturing. I was picturing like the water dripping like into and over his eyelashes, and he's not even making an effort to wipe the water out.
And there's a tree, maybe, you know, 10 feet away on the banks of the swamp, and you see this strange fleshy colored, long spindly hand wrap its fingers around the edge of the tree, about 3 or 4 feet up, so not as tall as a standing man, maybe a crouching man. And these fingers are long and thin, and they end not in fingernails, but just in little fleshy points.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what?
Skin fingernails?
I thought we were playing a game of knights.
Yeah,
this
knights
is straight up
and
horror.
What's
this
gross
crossed
crap.
Over. All right. Oh.
I don't like
Forgive
it.
Me.
He looks across it.
I was
can I
revolved,
react?
Though.
Like, can
yeah.
I?
What would you like to do?
I'd like to react kind of in surprise and fear.
Okay.
Like, he's just kind of like, and he starts to like scramble up on these like, on these piles of wet fallen leaves. And he's just like kind of like slipping on them, trying to get like a shoulder up. And he like backs up against the stump of another tree. And like his eyes widen as he blinks through the water and looks at this hand.
And the hand is a precursor as these two large saucer-like eyes peer out from behind you. There is this strange, it is still the color of flesh, but it's a strangely shaped head sat on a neck that is long and thin, like as a single femur. And it's like the width of a stick, and this big ball-like head with shaggy long black hair looks at you, and it's got this tiny little mouth. And it slowly comes around and reveals its entire self, and it is sort of crouched with spindly limbs and walks towards you. It's wearing this strange sort of burlap sack rag, and it crawls along the path looking directly at you with its large gleaming eyes. It's as if it's seeing you for the first time. It pads closer, squelching through the mud.
Are you one of them?
You called to us. You called to us, and I have come.
You're one of the fairies.
You are one of them.
Wait, one of who? I am one me.
You are you?
Yes, I am me, and who are you?
I am me. Come now, come. We have food. We have shelter. We have nectar, the freshest of nectars. And we have love and warmth and the light of the fires. Come. Come with me.
He turns and gestures for you to follow.
No fucking way. Nope. Exactly. Nope. Get away from that thing.
Nope on a card.
This thing sounds like the original illustration of Gollum from the 1936
yes.
Hobbit. That's what it sounds like.
Get away. That's what it sounds like. When he started, when Holland started, I was like, is he describing a woodland creature in a way that is horrific on purpose, but it's actually just a creature.
But a real thing.
And then I was
yeah.
like, nope.
No,
like,
not.
He got to a certain point. Like, no, this is a monster.
Just like, it's a platypus. What's his problem?
It's some monotreme we've never heard of here in the States.
Right. It starts to go, and he's going to say, blinking the water in his eyes,
I found them. Yes. Yes.
Come this way. Come on.
Don't eat anything.
Like stumbling through the mud, following the creature.
So you end up in this cave, and he's set up this whole long tray of food, like a long trestle table, and it looks like it's borderline a king's feast. There's an entire turkey. There are roasted peanuts. There's things I should have rolled on that table, like salmon roe, and ooh. He sits. And he gestures and says, please, eat with me. And he starts eating the food with his long, spindly fingers.
I'm so hungry.
Yes.
And he starts, you know, like an animal, just like shoving food in.
Yes, it's
delicious.
What the fairies give you?
It's delicious. And then he pours you a thick cup of like this gold. It almost looks like syrup that you'd put on pancakes, or I guess eggs for you people. And...
What do you think
syrup on eggs? On eggs, yes.
No,
you do that.
What Americans have you been talking to?
I know generally Americans are big backs, but like you don't have to like do us like we don't. Okay,
I've never heard of that.
No, I don't know anyone who has ever put
syrup. So bizarre that you corrected pancakes.
It was the right to say. Oh, sorry.
That's an Australian thing. I know you guys put it on eggs.
If you are listening to this, you put syrup on your eggs.
We do a lot, but that's not one of them.
Comment. No. At me if I'm wrong. At me if I'm wrong. You can find me. Anyway, so syrup on pancakes, like normal, regular, everyday people. No degeneracy here. But it's like a full cup of syrup. It looks like syrup. He has some nectar next. Have some nectar.
Oh, nectar. Okay. Yeah. I'll try it. Grabs it with two hands. There's just clumps
delicious.
Of food on his hands.
Imagine
it around the cup.
Imagine being however old he is, 25 or something, and having never had like golden syrup before, like maple syrup.
Exactly.
Yeah. Delicious. But its viscosity is slightly higher, so it's like sliming down your neck.
It's not like hydrating or refreshing, but
it's just delicious. It's delicious. Anyway, we skip ahead to day 20 of your captivity.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
wow.
You got yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Can't eat and drink what they give you?
Yeah, where you've been trapped behind these sort of like wiry wooden bars that are held together by vines in the back of this cave, and you can't remember where you are, and you can't remember the last time you've eaten, and you just have weird mixed memories. Sometimes there are like five of these things. Sometimes they're in there poking at you. They bring you fish heads and moldy bread to eat, and that's all you have to eat. And
well, as an American, you should feel right at home.
Syrup up those fish heads, Joe.
Sounds delicious.
It's Thanksgiving. It must be Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. And then one time he comes in here and he's got two smaller ones that look like they could be his children. And the children like slip between the bars and while you're sleeping start poking at you and making fun of you and pulling at your hair. And your beard is growing long. Yeah.
He's swatting them away. Please stop. Mm-hmm. Let me go. Let me go home to my family.
Day 40 of your captivity.
Wow.
I'm almost healed.
Yeah.
At this point.
That's what's important.
This time you are brought out in just your loincloth because they decide that you need to be cleaned because your hair is so shaggy and your beard's undone, you haven't washed, and they bathe you in this little interior cave pool, and they do weird things like braid all your chest hairs and then braid your beard and braid all your long hair, but you are washed and cleaned, but every hair on your body is braided.
Wow.
Like tiny little braids.
Every hair.
Just a chest of corn road braids.
Oh my god.
Wow.
On day 45 of your captivity, the original fairy is working at a desk. Looks like he's doing some sort of alchemy or making a potion. And he starts cursing in some language you can't understand, but he's clearly frustrated. No one else is around. He's
what's wrong? What's wrong? Perhaps I can help.
There are no more newt eyes. I'm out of newt eyes. I don't have any eyes of newts.
Eyes of newts.
But
could I find some for you? Perhaps?
Well, the eye of a newt is very small. You need many to make a strong potion. Maybe one eye of a human is better than many eyes of newts.
No.
Run away! Try no. Away.
I will let you go. You could go home to little Jasper and your wife, Diana.
He knows. Just
let me. And he comes over to the bars and he leans close.
You should just give me one of your eyes.
What do you do?
Holy shit.
What do you do, Joe? This is some Saw mess.
Yeah, sounds like you gotta do it.
And gouge it out yourself.
If you don't mind, I'm going to refer to my character sheet for a moment.
What would you
this
do?
This isn't Beauty and the Beast, where all the dancing dinner plates.
That was a flashback to day 5 when things were still fine. He's like, oh, yeah,
when he was high off of the golden syrup drink.
He's actually just playing with a fork and scratching it against himself.
Oh my.
This is rough.
Oh my god, I hate this so much.
This is really rough. If you don't mind, Brian, I truly don't know what to do here, so I'd love to roll a die, if that's okay. Can I?
Well, you can roll a die to decide how you feel about it. I can tell you right now that one way or another, you're losing the eye.
Oh, okay.
It depends whether or not you give it willingly or whether it is taken
trait?
From you.
Yeah. No, that's what I wanted to find out, is if he fights this or if he...
Yeah.
I'm going to roll...
Spiritual versus worldly?
Yeah.
Valorous or cowardly?
I feel like I'm going to...
Valorous or cowardly maybe is a good one. You've got quite a high valorous.
I do. I do have a high val... I was thinking about valorous to like get back to his family to make that sacrifice. But I was thinking about selfish, just as almost like, what's the superficial
versus,
when you care about how beautiful you are, when you're obsessed with
vanity.
Vanity,
right? Like kind of like a vanity, like, oh, they'll all think that I'm hideous. You know,
modest,
like I'll never
proud?
Be able to return to
I mean,
my
you
station.
Were already not particularly attractive, I think.
What's
right?
your appeal? What's your appeal?
It doesn't have much.
You
to
know
lose.
What, Paula? That's fucked up.
I mean, we love
first
a short
of all, that's
king,
messed
but...
up. If memory serves, he has fabulously glossy black hair, a thick mane of glossy
yeah, that
black
is
hair.
True.
Which that's true. I mean, that can make up for a lot, including
that's true.
Certainly not the spawn.
A man
devil.
Missing an eye might be rugged.
He can be dashing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'd like to roll on selfish.
Sure.
I feel like he wants to fight this, and if I fail the roll, I will have him give it. Mm-hmm. But if I succeed on the roll, I'll have him fight it.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm famously. What do you have to be famous? Is it 16?
15.
15. So he is famously selfish because I have a 15 in selfish. I don't want to give up the eye. It's mine. No. I will not share it for your potion. And I succeeded at selfish. So I will fight it.
Okay. You remember the little ones that I told you about? Like the child-sized ones? Like five of those just swarm into your little cell and hold you down.
Oh, my God.
And pull your... And then we flash back to a couple of days later where you awake alone by the side of the swamp. In your lean-to, which is like you built the lean-to originally and you remember it, but it's almost like it has been contributed to, like it is like more leaves have been added to it, the fire pit is dug deeper than it was when you were here, and you wake by the side of the swamp and you feel, you know, I'm not sure how you feel, but it feels like somebody has been living here. Whether or not that's you or somebody else, it's hard to say. The only thing you know for certain is that you are missing an eye.
Oh, my God.
So the Should event was a malicious friends. Fairy holds you. You gain.
It was a fairy.
I'm telling you. You gain fear, the fear fairy's obsession, and you lose an eye and have a permanent -5 to your awareness.
Wow.
Oh my God, I spent a bunch of stuff on awareness because it was so valuable.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Well, we will adjust that. Like if it's an awareness for like hearing people, obviously you won't get that. But yeah. If
it's still so anytime it's vision based.
Yeah, yeah. It would make the most sense.
I'm sorry. How do I do obsessions again?
We haven't done them before. I think there is
it
a
sounded
section
familiar. Okay.
Somewhere on the character sheet. I think you might write it somewhere. Let me find out. Obsession. See also effects of avarice and effects of fear and effects of jealousy. They are obsessions are ideas or thoughts that preoccupy or intrude upon a character's mind. They are more powerful form of directed traits. Obsessions develop through play. Characters redeem themselves from the obsessions in two ways. First, the obsessed must reduce the directed trait using the winter phase, raising the wind. Anyway.
I'll look into it while you move on. If you want to move on, I'll look into it.
Yeah, so you become a fear. The effects of fear on page 72, 73. I'm not sure where to write it on your sheet, but I'm sure when it comes up in play, it will be obvious. But there is a way to overcome your fears. But there's a whole section on obsessions. Okay.
Rough.
So now we can enter the winter phase. But tell you what, after that little sojourn, just give everybody a moment to reset themselves. And let's have a quick break before we come back with more Pendragon Under an Iron Sky on here on the Glass Cannon Network, where everything is always normal.
Yeah, it's fine. I just need a moment.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Head to the coast in Abercrombie's latest summer drop. It's short season, and their new Seafade shorts add the perfect wash look to your fit. They're so easy to throw on and pair with everything in your closet. Complete the look with a new shirt and you're set. Prep for summer with Abercrombie in the app, online, and in stores.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg!
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard, backing your future.
28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Welcome back to Under an Iron Sky. I'm Brian Holland, your GM, and these are the wonderful players who subject themselves to my bullshit. And if you and how could you not be sold on this game after that last scene? Clearly, everyone's like, that's exactly what I want to do for recreational purposes. I want to do exactly what that was. And the best way for you to be able to do that is actually you can buy the game. And if you use the code PenCannon3, you also get a discount off the game. And in addition to that, that shows the people at Chaosium that this is worth doing and we do more episodes. So it seems like a triple win here.
We've said this before. It really does. No bullshit. Seem like a win. You get the game, you get it at a discount, and we get to make more episodes because of the financial support. So you help us out a great deal by getting the game.
Exactly. And I just wanted to say that later this year, fingers crossed, in case there's a disaster in shipping, we are actually going to be releasing the first proper campaign book for the Great Pendragon campaign.
Oh, cool.
And I can't tell you too much. What I can tell you is we've recently hired a new art director for the company. This art director is formerly of a company in New Zealand called Weta Workshop, which some of you may know.
Oh, how cool.
And he gave us a tour of his place when we were over there, and he's showing us his art collection of various stuff. And he's got because he used to work at Weta Workshop, he's got things like Orcist. And what's her name? Who's Evangeline Lilly's elf character?
Oh yeah, from that lady.
Like the cool swords. And I'm looking up at the wall, and I'm like, oh, cool. Was that like your golden watch when you left Weta? Did they give you those? And he said, oh no, when you design the weapons, they let you keep them.
Oh wow, so cool. Anyway,
but I should tell you this because the art for the book is looking amazing, and while he's taking us through the artists that he's working with for it, and stuff they'd previously done, and one of them was this artist named Ben Wooten, and he showed up this slide of all of Ben's work, and one of them is like this really cool picture of the Balrog from Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, oh cool, did he like do the art for one of the board games? And Paul, the new art director, says, oh no, Ben designed the Balrog.
Yeah, I knew. I knew that name. I knew.
So the guy who designed the Balrog is doing art for Pendragon. Anyway, this book's going to be really awesome.
So cool.
Get excited.
Cool.
That'll be later this year. But don't let that give you pause on spending stuff with PenCannon 3 right now.
Yeah, get something now and then get that later.
We are now in the, after that little sojourn into madness, and I think we all went a little mad doing that together. Some of us
thought that Americans put syrup on eggs.
That was the craziest thing of the whole insane behavior. That's a different country you've been to. I don't know.
Maybe it was a Boston thing, but like, Joe, you're not from that area. I don't know.
I think you had a dream or something. I don't know what happened.
Please, in the comments, if you have. Yeah,
I think you've been toyed with by a malicious fairy.
Yeah, I think someone's fucking with you.
All four of you are just like gaslighting me. You've coordinated a gaslight session to be like, let's start.
We'll see who comes out on top.
You're like scooping up eggs with syrup.
No, some people put ketchup on their eggs.
That's still weird, but more normal than ketchup. Anyway.
It is weird, but some tomato-based sauce also. Salsa.
All kinds of things.
Cholula.
All right. We're now in the personal events section of downtime. So this is the things that might have happened to you outside of you know, being kidnapped by a fairy if you are mad in the past year. So this is a cool thing. So who would like to go? But I'd like to maybe Dame Sophina. Would you like to have your personal event?
Sure, I'm worried now. Damn.
For real.
You haven't been taking crazy pills like Sequegan, so you should be okay.
No, just lots of eggs.
Lots of eggs. All right. Could you please, for me, just roll a d20 and tell me what you get.
Okay. Oh, no.
You can't cheat at this roll, so it's okay.
14.
14.
Again, I think I rolled a 14
last
time.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Actually, tell you what, just veto that one. Just re-roll
it. Okay.
That's the old 17. Veto. 17. Hospitality.
Made in the shade.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hospitality.
Screw you guys.
All right. So what you need to do now is, what is your hospitality, by the way?
Oh, that's a...
That's a passion. Passion.
A passion. It's a 9.
That's not very high.
It's not.
It's going to be tested, though. Can you please roll against your hospitality passion?
Okay.
Oh, it's 9. Getting tested.
Dang, here we go. 3.
Oh, you pass.
There you go. Okay.
So what you're going to do now is check the little checkbox next to hospitality, because it might increase. Okay. And I'm just going to read what it says here. All right. Dame Safina she's well known for having lovely arms and smelling like flowers. Mm-hmm. She's like really religious though, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes.
She's like...
Yes.
Yes. And she also single-handedly took down an entire pack of pink hippos or something, didn't she? Was it pink wildebeest? Fuchsia, pardon me.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, yeah. I spoke out of turn there.
Boars? What were they? Pigs? I don't know.
Boars,
they
right?
Were, I think they were boars, but they were like the size of those giraffes, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. That's how big they were.
Losing my humble trait here. So what do you think is an event that she might actually host? Like, would she invites some people over to her dwelling on Lord Montacute's land for a particular event of some kind?
I think she would have people gather to do a blessing on the land.
Mm. And that's what, I mean, who would say no to that? An invite to that? Like, you know, so who...
Even a pagan would say yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's open for everybody.
But is there anyone you directly invite? You'd be like, hey, like, I know it's an open invite, but it's really important to me that you're there. Or like,
I mean, I gotta invite my homies. And then I also have to invite, you know, I would say all of the... whoever I would be deemed important in court and society. But also, she would want to, because of all of the people who made possible, who she was training, and I think she would also want to be like for the people. So she would also invite like the villagers, and you know, it would be a come all. But she would make sure that, yes, like, you know, clergy, important society people, but also, you know, her gang,
if they were around. Okay,
So
Caradoc, would you accept this invitation to the land, for the land blessing?
I certainly would, although I did, while we were being kidnapped by fairies, I did find a more currently updated version of my character sheet.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You're actually dying as well?
At 11 hit points.
Okay.
But I also, yes, I've been brained by a stone, I've been injured my rib cage, and another sword blow.
Wow.
Of 12 points of damage. So I don't know if I would be in any kind of shape to attend such an event.
Well, this would be some time. Well, how many weeks would it take you to heal up? You get a healing rate of 3. I mean, you'd probably still be there.
Do you want to come back to mine later?
Can I put it this way? Like, wait a minute. Is Caradoc actually in danger, or he will heal?
No, he'll be okay. Yeah. He'll heal. So you can go.
So can I put it this way?
Yeah.
Is Sir Quegan even?
No, he's not going to be
possibly
there.
Right. He's gone.
He's not there for right now.
Right. So like maybe that's the same time you're convalescing, if that's around that time. But
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. How far into? Because it took me 6 weeks to heal up. Is this six? When did you have this blessing? Would it have been within the first 6 weeks after our battle, or would it have been later? Well,
I mean, it's not a blessing if everybody's like recovering and not showing up.
Everybody no-showed your
everybody
land.
Everybody has to be healthy enough to praise me and my efforts.
So I think.
Why did I schedule this in the immediate aftermath of a mass casualty battle?
So I think that Sir Caradoc and Dame Safina, if they wanted to go, they could go. But they would both be, especially Dame Fiona.
Fiona
would be. Fiona Safina.
We didn't realize when we made these names that they would get confusing, but they have. They have
gotten confusing.
But it's only to Brian, so I don't know.
It's just me. And it's only with the women, too. It's just, don't need to analyze that. Yeah.
Shocker.
That's how they get it. Yeah. So other than my flagrant misogyny, what we're talking about is, so Dame Fiona and Sir Caradoc, you would be able to go, particularly Dame Fiona, you would be, you know, you still have like wrappings around your
wife. Yeah, sling and
Not, Fiona wouldn't be bedridden for 6 weeks. She'd probably be bedridden for the first
couple of weeks. Yeah, and then she's
once I got out of meeting. Kind of
right, you're not in fighting shape, but sugar, you could walk around and you could attend a land blessing.
So you show up at the land blessing. Yes.
So you have to represent the old gods here.
Yes.
And I think Sophina would like religiously guilt some of the wealthier people to donate some of that church incense to kind of swing around. Yeah. You know, because that's expensive, I would imagine, for the normal person.
Of course, incense.
But, you know, with a good old dose of, like, religious guilt, she'll get some of them to donate
and
feel better about themselves.
A lot of the locals come. Sir Quegan does not show up. Neither does the Lady Diana or the son Jasper. They're not there. Brother Melian is there. He sneaks up to your side at one point, Dame Sophina, and he's says, "Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful land blessing. What a beautiful day you've decided to have this land blessing on, Dame Sophina. I couldn't help but notice Sir Quegan is not present. No Sir Quegan."
"Well, if Sir Quegan isn't here, the Lord may have other plans for him right now. So it's really rude of you to say that."
"So he may. The Lord does work in mysterious ways, but so too I hear. Does Sir Quegan work in mysterious ways?"
"Are you gossiping on this holy day?"
"No.
This guy's gotta die. This guy's gotta die.
That's a choice. I'm not, I'm not one to judge anybody, but my goodness.
Oh, God. Oh, thank God. Praise him.
Praise him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll be over here."
And he walks nearby waiting for the blessing to begin. But Dame Fiona.
"But tell me what you heard." But tell me what you heard. And she does say, like, "Tell me what you heard."
"I just heard that he is, I heard that Lady Diana didn't come because Sir Quegan hasn't been home."
Those that are just listening, you gotta peek in on the YouTube and just see Brian's face. It's too good.
"Well, I'm sure he has very, very noble reasons as to why that is."
"Oh, I certainly hope so. Or if they were ignoble reasons, that would be bad, wouldn't you say?"
"Of course, but I have faith in my friends.
Somebody must.
And most importantly, I have faith in God. How are you doing? What's going on with you?"
"Oh, I'm always very busy with my books and my writings. And oh, here are your compatriots, Sir Caradoc and Dame Fiona, hailing from the battles. Hail, hail, as you approach."
"Hail, and I am so freaking glad you guys are here." "Yes, I'm here. Thank you. That will be all for now. You know, you can catch me up later on other things. Sorry, I'm just, is he gone?"
"Yeah, he's gone. He's
okay.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is the worst. I don't like him. There's something about him, the way he sticks his tongue out of his mouth sometimes.
It's like a lizard. It's really weird.
Yes. It's quite odd.
There is something vaguely reptilian about that little man, whoever he is." It's like rubbing his head.
"Are you both all right? Because..."
"Oh, fine.
Oh, you know, it's healing up. We'll be all right soon enough."
"I'm so glad you could make it to this blessing. Unfortunately, Sir Quegan couldn't make it."
"Yes, I haven't seen him. I mean, I have been in and out of consciousness, we must admit, but, you know, he hasn't come to my bedside to visit me. You two did. I mean, well, our beds were somewhat near each other.
Our beds were next to each other.
But you know what I mean."
Well,
I
yes,
heard
I.
From him either.
I'm sure he's all right. He's probably off. I thought I saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you did?
What day is today?
Oh, it's all right. Perhaps we could go later and visit...
Big bandage on his head.
Visit his family, visit his home, and I'm sure we'll find him and make sure he's all right. But how about the blessing? What a wonderful idea to do this, Dame Sophina. I know many different rites and rituals we could do right now to bless this land.
Well, I'm so glad you're here to participate, and I do think it would lift some morale after all of that which we shall not talk about. But yes, we will burn incense and we will say some prayers and
chant to the mother. Yes,
sure, and yes.
Leave offerings for the fairies. Keep them happy.
Sure. I did not specify that this would be a solely Christian. I thought it would bring everyone closer together if it were more inclusive. I don't know about fairy offerings, but yes, I'm so glad you're here. And maybe the bakers will contribute some sweet treats for everybody, and we could have a little bit of, not really a festival, it's not that kind of a vibe, but you know, something nice to lift people's spirits in this time.
Yes.
The baker walks by. Sweet treats for all! Come for the sweet treats for all!
And
the kids are running
treat.
In there, and the blessing goes very well. So Caradoc, like long-term CTE, is a whole thing. But I can tell you.
Is it my birthday again?
So Dame Sophina, your hospitality is widely talked about, and you gain glory equal to your appeal.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, okay.
Spicy.
Can I ask a glory question real quick?
Yeah.
Session glory versus total glory. Just immediately be transferred whenever we finish like a two-part thing, or is it after the winter phase?
So technically, if we were playing in person and maybe an adventure's taking like 4 or 5 sessions and you might be getting glory as you go, I've usually just been giving it to you in the winter phase, you would write it down in the session glory, and then when you go to downtime, you'd add the session glory into your total.
So you have done that. Confused. You gave us glory during the battle in parts.
Yeah.
So I have that in session glory. Should that all move in now?
Yeah, we'll add that. There's a step in here when we tally up our glory and do that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so you got that there.
Oh, I've been doing it incrementally as we go. Okay.
Which is all, that's also okay. That's not a problem. It only matters every time you click over another 1,000, you get a glory reward. So, which no one's used yet from memory. Okay, so let's go around the horn here.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget to grab a gift bag on the way out.
On the way out.
On the way out. At a selfie station.
one of those things. What's the thing that all the Step celebs are doing? Where it zooms in at them and then goes slow and they like.
The glam bot.
The glam bot.
The glam bot. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a glam bot set up over there.
Yeah. Brother Melian's using the glam bot. Sorry, that was a visual joke. Sorry. So, Caradoc, could you roll a d20? Your personal event.
All right.
Everyone having a good time?
Oh, just yes. Checking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
Yeah. Sorry, you weren't.
I rolled an 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, this is Hot Girl Summer, Temperate Night Winter. You remember that one?
Oh.
Remember that joke? You're rolling. What is your temperance?
My temperance is 9.
Okay, we'll make a roll against your temperance and let's see what happens.
Okay. Failed, 14.
Okay, roll against your indulgent.
Failed again with a 12.
That's a bit. Okay, so which would you rather succeed at, indulgent or temperate?
I think I would rather. It's funny. I was thinking, like, with these injuries and everything, he's probably indulging more in, like, wine, anything to kill the pain. So, indulgence, I think.
Okay.
So this is very, very timely, given between just in the break, you put on your brand new robe.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
So what is a completely superfluous but nice to have item that Sir Caradoc might splurge on, like if he's just like, I don't know, like, oh, I really wanted this elephant skull for the living room, like, you know, like, what is something completely pointless that you think he might enjoy, and where would he go to get it?
Well, what do you get a guy who already has a knob of polished amber?
I mean,
all right. Forgot
about that. Great
I
question.
Think actually, I think maybe like a beautiful ermine trimmed cloak.
Okay. So he
much
goes,
like the one I'm wearing.
So he travels to Londinium.
Ooh, fancy.
He goes to Londinium, and it's pretty gross. Oh, hold on. Give me 1 second. I've just got to reach down to get this book.
What are you doing?
No. Is he lying about getting a book?
I think he's getting the Bible.
I couldn't hear you. Are you saying anything nice?
No. No.
Nope.
No. Okay. No.
Sucks. It's way better when people say nice things about me. There's a funny little...
That's all right, sucks.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, just as an aside, you're traveling to Londinium, and I'm just looking at the Londinium events table here from the start.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
So just as an aside, could you please roll a d20 to see just what happens when you arrive at Londinium?
Is that a Game Master Guide thing, or is that a
This
separate?
Is in the starter set, actually.
Oh, it's in the starter
wow,
set.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Londinium cool. events.
I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2. you get lost in the stinking alleys and waste the entire day.
Oh, oh, great. No.
So you're there. You're literally wandering around in these disgusting slop-filled alleys. Like, you could have sworn that the luxury coat store was around here somewhere. You keep being given, like, bad directions by people. You end up having to sleep an extra day there, which is annoying.
Yeah,
but
I'm a country bumpkin, too.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm just
fucking
yeah,
stranger
I'd be easily
strange
turned around, especially with my head injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the next day, you do manage to find the luxury coat store.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. The guy working there is a guy named Thomas. And he sees you coming. Oh, hello, sir. Sir, how might I help you? Are you lost, perhaps? Do you
hello,
need directions
well,
to the alehouse or the brothel?
Funny pack? You should ask. I have, in fact, I believe, been lost for about a day. But now I have found your lovely establishment, and I am in the market for a luxurious microfiber ermine-trimmed cloak of finest velvet.
Right. Are you a knight, sir?
I am.
Oh.
I think.
You think you're a knight. Well, let's garb you as a knight. But first I must check, do you have the coin of a knight, sir? A lot of my items are very expensive.
Oh, believe me, I am no simpleton. I have more coin than all the Mansa Musa himself, if he's been born yet. I guess he hasn't. I am the proud owner of not only a knob of polished amber, but £2 in cash.
Oh, wow. Come right this way, sir. And as we say, how would you like your breakfast?
Plenty of syrup, if you don't mind.
We'll never let you forget this.
I swear my life I'm not making it up.
I can't wait for the next time we're at an event together to order some scrambled eggs and a side of syrup.
I'm going to look the waitress dead in the eye and be like, tell me people don't ask syrup on their eggs. They're going to be like, yeah, all the time.
Wait.
Do you know where you are?
Gen
like,
Con.
I can't wait.
Gen Con. We're doing Gen Con. It.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Anyway, so he takes you and he's got, this is exquisite. It has threads from Italy and is scented with spices of the Spaniards. And it is woven by the best French children that money can buy. And he shows you this purple robe. Purple, he explains, purple is the hardest die to make. And it is trimmed with gold. And as you know, Golden Thread has real gold in it, of course. You knew that, didn't you, sir? Of course you did. Yes. You're a very smart man.
Yes.
Yes. And this can be all yours for the low sum of £1.
Oh, £1. Half of my wealth in this life. Is it worth it? Well, I think it is.
Yes.
I think it is. Yes. Here you are, good sir. £1.
Thank you. And he dresses you up and slaps a... Is it Argent? What's your horse's name? Bustidius or something?
My riding horse is named Bucephalus.
Oh, Bucephalus. Yeah, slaps Bucephalus on the ass and you're off in the mud with your new cloak. So you spent many resources on luxury goods and you must pay an extra £1 from your own treasury for your maintenance this year. So we'll come to that.
So I'll be completely destitute because of this piece of clothing.
But it's a great piece of clothing. It is very good.
Okay. This is very, very stupid.
Okay, very good. Dame Fiona.
Yes.
What's going on? Do you have something in your mouth? This is always you.
I have a cough drop.
Yeah, are you eating?
Yeah. Cough drop.
I have a cough drop in my mouth.
Mouthful of Skittles? Okay. Well, if it's medicinal, that's different.
Skittles. Medicinal Skittles.
Paul is just crushing a bag of Skittles again. Yeah. Mid-recording. Sorry,
you can keep it in there. It's fine.
No, I'm about to talk. I probably shouldn't. I'll choke.
Okay. Okay. Can you please roll a d20?
Yes. Sorry, it went not where I wanted it to go. 16.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
That sounds good. That's high. Yeah. Do they get better as it goes up?
No,
they're getting
different. I want someone to roll. I won't tell you what I want you to roll. But anyway, it's... what is your honor like? Your honor went down because you were like, hey, Lady Montacute, I'm going to talk shit about how you wanted to run away with that man. And she was like, you didn't believe me. Do you remember that? Your honor went down permanently?
Yeah. My honor on my sheet is currently listed as 15.
Yeah. What's everybody else's? 16?
Honor on... Wait, where is the...
16.
It's next to your glory.
Passion. Yeah.
At the top of your...
Oh, my honor is 15.
Mine's 15.
Okay. So maybe yours may have started at 16, but it's down to 15, unless you're just lying about having adjusted it. Could you please
Which
roll
is not
against,
very honorable.
Do you want me to make it 14 in case?
No.
Just in case I didn't do it? I think I did. Who knows?
I think you probably did, yeah. Could you please roll against your honor?
Yeah. That would be a 7.
Succeed. How do you think your honor may have been tested in this past year?
I think... Well, I've been healing up.
For a while.
And... Could it be that someone accused me of, like... being cowardly out on the battlefield, and that's why we weren't the ones who were able to get through King Lot's bodyguard, and I'm having to deal with that.
Yeah, I think it probably happens at a feast at Lady Montacute's hall. Sequegan's not there, but Dame Safina and Sir Caradoc are, and so are a bunch of other people. And we're deep into the feast. The feast is going well, and these guys are eating, and there's lots of merrymaking. And someone's been having a bit too much to drink. And he says, for what would appear to be like the third time, like, yeah, I heard she faked it so she didn't have to fight. That's what all those pagans are like. Did you hear what I said? I said I think she faked it because all the pagans didn't want to fight. That's what I thought.
I stand up. Say, oh... I faked it, and I begin undoing, like, my,
Gambeson?
yeah, my gambeson and just enough because I need to be able to like show my main injuries through my bicep to be able to like pull down enough to be able to pull my arm out and roll up my sleeve and show the wound and show rancid, the scar that is healing. Wound.
Yeah, it's actively rancid. There's probably leeches and maggots on it because that's what they did to try and clean it out. Yeah, gross.
Still
yeah.
This.
Still there.
Please. Yeah. And I will walk
up. A cloud of flies shoots out.
It's like, oh, God, how long it is. The chase ran away.
Mingles with the food.
Shake him onto his food.
Yeah. Go. Go.
You know what? You conniving pagans, you probably gave yourself the wound as an excuse. No one's
all right. Are we me and
you and Sir Caradoc? This guy's yelling.
I'm ready to squabble up. I'm just waiting for the signal. Throw down.
Yeah.
Well, how about this?
Caradoc just murders the guy. Like, sees his head injury. He just comes up behind him.
It's blood all over my $1 million
just
cloak.
Just a classic Arthurian tale.
Yeah.
Perhaps, if it's so easy to fake an injury such as this one, you could do it to yourself right now.
I'd have to be a crazy person to do that. And he gestures to you. Yeah?
Anybody? Let me tell you what the battle was like. What the scene was. And I'd describe in great detail the smell of battle, of the blood spilling, of the dirt spattering as our horses ride through, of exactly what the bodyguards of King Lot looked like, down to like the details you would only see on their armor if you were right up against them, what King Lot himself looked like, what they smelled like, how it felt as I fell off my horse and only thought of the boy king.
Some of the peasants are crying. One stands up and starts a slow clap.
Perhaps when you can tell a story like that, I'll entertain these wild accusations. And then I sit back down, rebutton my gambeson, and take a big swig of ale.
She's right.
Sabina turns to him and she's like,
so honorable.
Yeah.
And such pretty hair. And then, like, Sophina turns over to him. She's like, you were this close.
You almost died.
I thought, Paul, I thought you were going to get me again. Be like, and take a big swig of my egg syrup. So your peers all praise your honorable conduct. Gain glory equal to your appeal. Which is not nice. Very high, right?
It's not very high. I only have an appeal of 11, but that's all right. I'll take it.
Let's get to something. Okay, and Sir Quigan. How you doing?
D20 roll?
Yeah, well, Eldon, how'd you go with your fear, your new fear trait?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I did. I've looked up fear in the book here, and it is awesome. It is... Fear is an extreme manifestation of the cowardly trait. It is an intense, unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is disproportionately dangerous. It's so well put. Likely to cause pain, suffering, or death. Fear saves lives, but at the cost of honor. Mm-hmm. Under circumstances considered inappropriate for knights.
Yes.
So there's a starting fear number, which is basically, it's 1d6 plus 5. And you just make that adjustment to your cowardly.
Yeah. So
if you ever have to do a fear roll.
So let's just say, for example, then, like, there was like a big group of fairies and all the knights were present, all of you, and you had to, like, I'm like, oh, they're scary. So if you want to attack them, you have to pass your valorous roll. All of you make a normal roll. But in Joe's case, in Sir Quigan's case, he will actually swap his real cowardly trait. Or whatever the cowardly trait is.
The modified one.
Whatever the modified. So
oh, it's like a phobia. It's like a phobia.
It only comes up in certain situations. Okay, so
that's,
it's
one. Really, and it basically says if you succeed, you make every... like you roll cowardly is what you roll when you're faced with that object of your obsession, of your fear.
Right.
You make the cowardly roll. And if you succeed at the roll, you are super afraid and you don't, like, you just try to get out of the situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you critically succeed, like, you run screaming, run away. Like, yeah. as far yeah. as you can, as fast as you can. Very interesting.
Okay, so would you like to roll the D6, or would you like someone else to do it?
Or would you like Paula to do it.
Okay, Paula,
can you roll a D6?
Yeah, roll a D6. And it's 1D6 plus 5, you said?
Yeah, 1D6 starting plus 5.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll roll this one.
What is your current cowardly valorous?
It's only 5. I'm on 15 valorous. So famously valorous.
Famously valorous.
I rolled a 2.
Okay. Perfect.
Which is better than what you rolled for me.
Well, yeah. I was trying to... Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, that's still a plus. So all of a sudden, I would have to roll 12 for cowardly instead of 5.
Yeah.
If it involves fairies. Very interesting.
Wait, 1d6 plus 2 is 7, right?
What?
Oh, no, I rolled a 2.
And it's plus 5.
It's plus 5, yes. So it's 7. Which is,
yeah, right?
Yes, so it should be 7.
So your fear would be, your cowardly would be 7 in this situation, right?
No, because my current cowardly already is 5. So it would go up to 12.
To 12.
Wait, are you sure you add it? I don't think so. Okay, we can
1d6 plus 5. It says 1d6 plus 5, 2 cowardly. Your starting value is 1d6 plus 5, 2 cowardly.
Mm.
Right?
I might have to check that. That's right, because that would end up in you being less scared than you were at normal. Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. It's not going to come up right now. We'll figure it out. Unless you want to get into it.
No, I don't. No, I mean, it makes
sense to me. It's modified by cowardly. So the less cowardly you are, the less your cowardly goes up.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So it's actually more like, no, I see what you mean. No, you're correct.
So if you were already cowardly, the fear then makes you much more likely to run away.
Right. So I see what you mean. Yeah, cool. All right. Can you roll a d20 then, Sir Quigan?
Yes.
After you get back from your little sojourn, your sabbatical.
17.
That is also hospitality, so I'll allow you to either you can re-roll it, or we can be like, I came back, let's have a dinner.
I want to see something different, but I just rolled again, and I rolled a 17 again.
This keeps happening.
Pretty crazy.
That is Italian story.
How many times are you rolling? 17?
Now I just rolled 16, which we just did, so I'm going to do 5.
See, now I'm just picking a number.
Five is honest or deceitful, which you've done before.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing. Exactly. 7.
7. This is a good one. What is your merciful?
Not good.
Oh, not good. Ooh. He's cruel. So my merciful is 8.
Okay. Roll against your merciful, please.
Oh, very interesting. Oh, I'd love to succeed at this right now.
I bet you would.
Fascinating turn after the bout of madness.
Yeah.
But let's see. Does he have it in him? To naturally? No. I crit if it would have been cruel. I rolled a 12.
Okay. Now roll against cruel, please.
Oh. Okay.
So if you fail this, you can choose.
I rolled a 7, so a success.
Succeed.
Cruel. God, he's so bad.
Okay. Just think.
Further radicalized by his imprisonment.
I thought it might turn the other way.
Are you coming back and leaving your family for good?
Oh my God! You abandoned your family.
You abandoned my boy.
My boy.
My boy.
My boy.
What is the? So we have to come up with a story for how I had to test merciful.
I've got the results of what you did. Your successful cruel thing, right?
Okay, great.
And I think it's you're gonna not like. You know what you do.
Oh my God, Brian! You do whatever you want.
When you come back to your stretch of land where you have a little home there, after being away for some 50 days, and you come back and your wife, Lady Diana, and your child are there, what do you tell them? Where have you been? Because she's obviously distraught, hasn't heard anything from you. They've been worried. What do you think you'd tell her about where you've been?
Well, I took it upon myself to hunt down the enemies of Lord Robert. I went deep into the wood to seek where they're hiding, laying low, waiting for their next attack. But I became lost and at one point was jumped by Irish brigands. Stabbed me in the eye and I lost it. It was only by the grace of our Lord Jesus that I found my way back here. But I am penniless. Broke. And without an eye. Yeah, and he's got this like ragged, yeah, sort of like ragged rip thing of clothing that he's covered his eye with.
Okay, well, first thing is, can you please tick your deceitful box if you have already haven't ticked?
Ooh. It is not already checked this round. Okay, now it right is checked.
So later Diana says, oh, that is terrible. No, oh, you must come in. We'll look after you. All right. And, you know, men will literally rather lie about being jumped by Irish brigands than go to therapy. But you have...
So true.
Clearly,
it's
like,
true today as it's ever been.
There's some shit.
I mean, not to mention, just be like, oh, I got jumped by Irish brigands, and literally everyone would be like, yup.
That tracks.
That's what we figured. We assumed.
However, obviously, a couple of weeks later, because you still, you know, you haven't, safe to say, you probably haven't and won't for a while deal with what happened to you in the woods. But there comes a time where Lady Diana pleads to you and you refuse her pleads. Maybe you've been not very active or something like that, but she, what do you think? Where might you be lacking where she decides to maybe tell you, like, hey, you need to go and earn some money, or you haven't been to court, or actually maybe she gives you a hard time for how embarrassed she was that we didn't go to the blessing of the land.
Yeah.
What do you think, Sir Quigan? Just give me an idea to go. Or is this something your character wasn't doing or could be doing more of that she pleads for you that you still refuse?
Yeah, this is tough.
You're always so mean to my mother.
There's a couple like front door ones that I'm like trying to think around. Like, to me, the one that comes to mind right away that is dark and I don't like very much is just not being present as a father. You know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. I don't know if I want to tell that story.
That's too dark. Well, it could be like you haven't been chopping firewood because you're low key scared to go to the woods. And, you know, they're getting cold.
Mm.
And, you know, something like that, you know.
Or something to do.
Oh, you know what? I have an idea. This could be an interesting turn. I think it's something that could bring us into an interesting place in our overall story. Maybe it's that he hasn't been going to church.
Yeah.
And this whole thing with the fairies has been like he's been obsessed with the idea that, like, that they were right, mm-hmm, you know, that the druid was right, that Fiona was right, and maybe we are on the wrong side of this thing, and there are actually these old gods that are, and he was cursed for believing in. No, I'm not saying he's going all the way yet, but like,
yeah,
I think he has doubts, and he's not. And she's like, "You need to go to church. Like, it is a mortal sin to not attend service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, blemishes on your soul and all this stuff." And he's just like, "Get out of my face! You go, leave me alone. I'm watching football.
Just watching football.
I'm going to church then. I'll say hello to Sir Caradoc and Dame Safina, and I'll find some excuse again for why you're not here. But Jasper and I are going to church. We'll see you then. The fifth week in a row."
Because you roll a d6, please.
Okay. Another 4.
Okay, and 4 plus 6 is 10, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Lady Diana has a hatred for you of 10.
Oh,
she was so loyal.
No.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
You're fucking it up.
Oh, and please also tick your cruelty box, because you did succeed cruelty. Did everyone else do that when they rolled the die? Except for you, Skid, I think, because you failed both and you had to choose. You don't tick.
Yeah.
But everyone else who did. Okay, and those are our personal events. Okay, so we've got to get through.
My goodness. I mean, it's just this guy. Since we've made him, is the worst.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I love to watch him. He's fun.
This is still this is the best part of the game. I love this part of the game more than anything else.
Yeah, it's great. When he gets rolled dice, the next thing we got to do is make all those experience rolls. So everything where you've got a check, you're going to roll a d20, and you want to roll higher than whatever that check's trait is. And if you get higher than it, then you get to roll. You get to add 1 point to it. So everyone just do that in their own time. Maybe there's a couple of exciting ones you want to draw attention to, like Sir Quegan, for instance. We might want to zoom in and see what you get for your cruelty.
Oh, I just did it.
What'd you do?
So I rolled under my selfish, which I had checked.
Okay.
I rolled under my deceitful, which we just checked.
Yeah.
And then I rolled over my cruel of 12 with a natural 15.
So your cruelty is now 13, and your merciful goes down. And the merciful goes down. What's the Caradoc? Do you have an interesting one that you're rolling for?
I succeeded on my just roll, so now I'm 10 just, 10 arbitrary.
As in your roll was higher than your just, right? Yes.
Yes. And I succeeded in my spiritual role, so my spiritual is now 13.
Your worldly went down?
Yeah. And my valorous role, I failed, so that stayed the same.
Okay. And don't forget
yours.
Wait.
But if you fail it, it goes up. It's the opposite.
You have to fail.
I mean,
I
failed to improve it.
I failed to improve it. Got it.
And don't forget your skills.
If you roll a 20 in these skill checks?
No.
Just making sure, because I rolled a 20 on my awareness. So
your awareness went up by one.
My awareness went up. My hunting has just gone up. None of my traits went up because I had check marks in the things I was always basically famous for. So
sure, that's good.
Recognized.
My battle went up.
Yeah,
from
that's
our
good.
Battle.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty handy.
Dame Safina, did you have any cool improvements?
A lot. Yeah, hospitality, hunting, awareness, first aid. Horsemanship just went up, and I'm still working on.
Horsemanship is good.
Yeah.
I have had almost nothing go up. I've rolled under everything, even the low ones.
Ooh,
just
my
single
sword
digits
just
on almost
went up.
Every roll.
Sword just went up. This is great because I feel like last time we did one, I didn't really get to change anything on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was so close to improving my honor.
Moving to my traits. What am I doing here?
Improving your honor?
Well, because there's a checkbox by honor, and I succeeded in that roll when I did that for my my winter phase.
Oh, yeah, there's a checkbox.
But I rolled a 14 instead of a, and my honor is a 15, so I didn't go.
What happens when you crit on? Because I rolled a 17 on my spiritual, which is 17. What happens?
Nothing. You just need to roll higher than it.
So nothing happens from it.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one crit.
Oh, no.
The one crit. Bonkers.
Right? Okay, I think that's it for me. Yeah, I don't think none of my traits increased.
Homage.
Homage.
Yeah,
no,
so
wait,
I ended
didn't,
up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Never
mind. I forgot about.
Obviously, remove all your checkboxes as you go.
What are the passions? Hang on. Nope. Nope.
Oh, yeah. My folklore went up one as well.
Ooh. Gotta uncheck a lot of boxes here. Folklore went up, eh?
Yeah.
I just want to point out, I have an 8 in singing, which is one of my higher skills, so perhaps we should work in some way for me to start singing more.
You should
just,
sing.
You
know, yeah.
You should variety sing. Show? More.
Paula, you control the buttons you press. So
we could be a traveling night variety show.
Yeah,
my homage to my lord.
One night only.
One night only.
Yeah. And it's just this is Paula. This is
boom.
Your homage to your lord went up. Did it? Sequoia?
Yeah, I rolled a natty 19.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So I went from
what's
15
the deal
to
with
16?
These eggs?
Yeah. you love that little guy, Robert. He's getting old. Speaking of getting old, all of you increase your age by 1 year. Is anyone 35 or more?
Where is age?
So
I'm now 24.
That's pretty good.
What year is this now? What year are we in?
This should be 5'10 going into 5'11.
Yes.
Okay. So I am 20.
This should be winter phase 5'10 AD, and next adventures will be 5'11 AD.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So 23.
I don't see my age. Where is it on your sheet?
Born.
I just put it next
to born.
Notes section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just keep, I put, you know, the year that's born, I put whatever the year, and then I parentheses what my current year, mm-hmm. I have my current age is, and I keep,
Oh, I don't think I ever wrote that down.
It's okay. You're probably the same age as everybody.
Probably.
I was born in 487. So
all of you, after paying your income and maintenance, get £1 in discretionary funds, except for Sir Caradoc, because you'll gain the pound, but then you have to pay two. You have to pay an extra one.
Maintain
right,
your
or something like that. Right. I think you're neutral. Yeah, you don't.
And I believe I get an extra pound.
Yes, because you own
my small correct. Holding.
Correct.
So £2.
Ooh.
You get two of those cloaks.
Sitting at three.
Oh, yeah.
Three rich. Total.
Lots of money. Don't need to do decrepitude or maidens in waiting. Oh, everyone's favorite step, horse survival.
I was right about to say, I was looking at my negatives. My negative two to any horse survival.
Oh, Argent is my horse.
Is there a place for your
horse.
Money on the sheet?
I just put under equipment. Same. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Who wants to go first for their horse care role?
I'm scared.
I'll go. I'm scared. Queen.
What's your horse's name? Balthazar or something?
My war horse or my... Yeah, my war horse is Smitty.
Smitty, that's right. Smitty. What's Smitty's deal? Is he aggressive?
He's resilient, baby.
That's right. He
recovers quickly after hard work. -5 to horsemanship in battle, -1 to horse survival in the next winter phase. Oh!
Yeah, that's because
that was, I think, going into this winter phase.
So you got to make another horse care roll. That's not modified by what you're talking about just now. But just make a horsemanship roll for this.
Basic horsemanship roll?
Yeah.
Fail.
Okay. The horse is weak and sore. So that's another -1 to your horse survival roll.
Oh, no. So that's -2?
So your horse survival roll now, roll a d20.
Horse survival roll.
And subtract
until
2.
And subtract 2, that is a -1.
You rolled a 1?
I rolled a 3. -2 is 1. Oh,
I got bad news about Smitty.
Does he die?
Smitty dies.
This is a rough time.
In the winter of 510 AD, we lose Smitty?
And he cannot even be sold as a nag. Yeah, he either dies or he breaks his leg or is otherwise rendered unusable.
Smitty.
Maybe it's because you failed your horse care role because you were away with the fairies for 50 days. And I'm just now realizing that's where that saying comes from, maybe.
Brutal.
Okay. You have to get another horse. You can come up with his name, but do you want to just quickly roll a d20 to see what your new horse's trait is?
Sure. Yeah. New horse.
So much for being resilient.
18.
He's destructive. He chews the stalls, he breaks equipment, and is otherwise nuisance to keep.
Honestly, they deserve each other, I think.
They do.
Oh,
this is
my
the perfect
gosh.
Parent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You'll also have to buy a horse, too, right?
I just made some money.
If you want it to be a nice color, they cost more money as well. You definitely can't afford like a gray horse. It's +25. They're expensive.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
We'll figure that out in a second. I think it's going to be at least 1 or 2 pounds. You might have to just deal with one that's maybe that's why you've got a destructive horse, because that's just the one that Lady Montacute couldn't actually give to you. Yeah.
Man.
Dame Fiona.
Yes.
What's your horse care like right now? Your horse, do you have the same notes about -1 to horse survival?
Argent is gentle and good with timid and young riders, and there is a -1 to my horse survival from last time.
Okay, and make a horse care roll, horsemanship roll, please.
All right, and that again, I'm still at 10 because mine didn't improve, unfortunately. A 7! That's a success!
Yep, so the horse carries on as normal, so you've just got -1 to your horse survival roll.
-1.
Just
and roll
one.
A d20 again, right?
Yes.
A 6 total.
You're okay. The horse is healthy. It's okay.
And I can get rid of the -1 to horse survival now?
Yes, and Sir Quigan, you can obviously do that too, because Smitty is dead.
Argent. Argent is good and gentle and healthy and...
Yeah.
Never leave me. Never leave me, Argent. Please, never die.
What's your name? Brociferous or something?
Is it? My riding horse is named Bucephalus.
Yes. And is he the one that's like fey touched or something? What's his deal?
Well, my war horse is Wyvern. He's fairy.
Wyvern's the one we need. Wyvern's the one we've been doing. So Wyvern is fairy. Okay. So and can you make a horse care role play? Horsemanship.
Fail. 12.
Okay. So another minus one to your horsemanship, your horse survival role. So I think you're also at minus two, correct? Because you should. Sure. I think everyone got the minus one because
I think we all failed it last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Roll. What'd you roll?
I got a 16.
You're okay. He's all right.
Yes.
He's all right.
Yay!
And Dame Sophina, everyone's favorite horse, Bojack.
Poor Bojack. So under equestrian notes, I have -2 to any horse survival. And then in pure Nora fashion, underneath that, it says -5, but nothing else. So I don't know what that -5 is.
The -5 was to the battle roll. But that's okay. Yes. Can you make your horsemanship?
Erase that part, right?
The -5, you can, but you are at -2 to this next roll, depending on what. Okay. Anyway, so make your horsemanship roll. No modifiers. Horsemanship.
Okay.
First.
Here we go.
Succeed it.
Success. I rolled a 2.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Now roll horse survival with -2, and then you can get rid of the -2.
Survival.
Come on, roll high.
That's just a d20 with -2. It's not a skill.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I rolled a 1.
Oh. Bojack drank himself to death.
Bojack, no!
He didn't even... I told him to go to the Betty Ford Clinic. I needed one more pound, and I'd have 4 pounds to send him.
I know. And just while we're here, so you'll have to erase Bojack. Can you please roll a d20 to see the trait of your new horse?
Okay, but first I need to pour out some maple syrup.
That's Bojack.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan, in memoriam.
Now you're getting a chance to sing.
So I'm rolling another d20 to see d20. What horse I'm getting.
Yeah, your horse is trait. Yeah.
18.
18 is
destructive.
Also, destructive horse.
Oh, great.
Same. I'm naming him Bojack,
the same
too.
Pairs. Maybe they're twins.
Two.
Twin horses. Bojack. So
it's like The Witcher. He just names every horse is the same name.
You have to put the number when you address him. You have to call him Bojack 2.
Bojack 2.
Bojack 2. Okay, so training and practice. So each of you can choose one of the following improvements. So listen carefully. You can do one of these following things about to read out. You can either change your personality trait. You can change your passion. You can change your characteristic. You could train any of your skills up to 15, which means you get 6 points to spend on any skill under 15 in any combination. You can train a skill up to 20, so that means you can put one skill that is 15 or higher and add 1 point to it. And obviously, changing your personality traits and passions are exactly what they sound like, and changing a characteristic is strength, dex, con, or appeal, and you can only change your size by getting fat. So,
if you change a characteristic, that's just by 1, right?
If you change a characteristic, you can add 1 point to any one strength, dex, con, or app. But I'm going to say that you can't add to strength because you only just lost a point of strength, if that's what you were thinking.
No, I was just trying to weigh my where am I going to be able to make the most of difference, you know?
Yeah.
So
Caradoc, what are you thinking you would like to do? 6 more points in all, right?
I would love to improve my strength if I can.
You can.
What do I do?
Your strength. You just add 1 point to your strength.
Okay, you there just we go.
Get it.
Ah,
yeah. Sir Quegan, what were you thinking?
You get 1 point to add to one trait, or
correct. So you can change your personality trait
among
by 1.
Skills?
Yeah, or skills. So you can spend up to 6 points on skills that are less than 15. So if you've got like literacy 2, you can put 4 in that. And then if you've got hunting 1, you could put 3 in that. But if your skill is 15, the only way to improve it is just to choose the other option, which is train any skill towards 20, which means you would choose one skill at 15, right, and add 1 point to it, or, you know, 15 or higher.
I will... I got to do better taking care of my horse. I will. I'll do the 6 points among skills, among lower level skills, and start bringing those up. Cool. So I'll spend those around, including bringing up battle.
Yes.
After my experience in the battle.
So, Sir Caradoc, just note on, you've got your book there. It's page 33. When you increase your strength, it'll change a bunch of derived attributes, such as your weapon damage and your brawling damage, as well as your movement.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yes.
Dame Safina, what were you thinking of doing?
I think I'm also going to up my strength by one.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Dame Fiona?
I think, seeing as how I've been convalescing, I don't know that it makes sense for me to buff any of my characteristics. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to go into skills. I think I will have 6 points to put into some skills.
Bring Sing up to 13 or something.
It's been so useful up to this point. Yeah. So, oh, yeah. You know, you never know. What do I want to put in?
All right, so yeah, I split mine through. I split mine through battle, sword, spear, all three of which I used in that fight, and then intrigue, awareness to try to offset a little bit of the penalties of the eye. Maybe learn to listen. Sir, and then of course one in horsemanship because I got to get better at that.
Just so you know, you could have spent multiples in one; they didn't all have to be 1 point. Just so you know.
No, I know, okay, but I looked around, and that's what
spreading
I felt
the love.
Was, yeah.
Okay. Right. Our passive glory. Passive glory. Hands up, who has an appeal between 13 and 15, inclusive?
Oh, okay. Never mind. No, my fire.
13 to 15, you, so Sir Caradoc and Sir Quigan, you each gain 10 glory.
Woo.
Okay.
Dame Safina, you're hotter than that, so you gain 25.
Nice.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
This is passive glory? Is that?
Yeah, this is the, this is just, we're just adding
get it
this
for being
glory.
Attractive.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't put it under, because there's a part for passive glory. Fair, is that fair appeal?
No.
Or is this just
no? You just put it into
glory.
Your total glory. Yeah, put it into
got
glory.
It.
Yeah,
cool.
And now for every famous, which is 15 or higher, trait or passion you have, you get 25 glory to a maximum of 100. So if you got,
if you're not even 13 appeal, you get nothing.
Yeah, correct.
You're I'm so anything. Ugly.
You should not do you should not appeal. Gone to the barber.
You've only gotten me to a 12. Still wouldn't have gotten anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
disfigured
you're left-handed.
Now.
What did you
I'm
expect?
Left-handed. Yeah. I got red hair and I'm disfigured.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
Any trait over 15, you get 25 points for?
Correct, but no more than 100 total glory.
Equal to or over 15?
Equal to or over 15.
Got it.
Okay. Anything or just traits?
It has to be a trait or a passion. Something you are famous
traits
for.
Traits or passions.
But you can't, so it's 100.
Oh, well, then I've got 100. I think
yeah.
we're all
yeah. I think everybody's going to, most people should have at least 4 traits or passions that are 15 or higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Okay.
Dame Fiona.
Okay.
Cool.
I got, I'm famous for all kinds of stuff.
Sir Caradoc, you gain 20 glory from your extravagant spending.
Yeah.
Nice.
People be talking.
People be talking.
And all of you gain 10 glory for having made me laugh with pleasure at some
point. Oh, awesome.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I can't recall if I gave you glory for finishing the last scenario. I don't think I did. I just listened to that yesterday. But you all get 300 glory for fighting the Mad King Lot.
Oh, yeah, you have not given us
awesome.
That. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So
yeah,
that.
Sweet.
Great.
Amazing. Yes.
And now, if anybody has ticked over to a new 1,000, like a new, if you went from 2,000 to 3,000 or 3,000 to 4,000.
Caradoc?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did? So you have a glory reward, a prestige reward.
So you can
I hope it's some money or I'll
sheet.
Die.
So you it's a prestige reward. You can write it on your sheet if you don't want to spend it right now, but you can use it to do one of the following four things. You can raise any statistic by 1 point with no restrictions whatsoever.
Ooh.
So that can bring your skill over 20, for example. You can use it to lower the value of a passion by 1 point. You can use it to guarantee that an heir you conceive is born healthy and of the gender preferred by the player. Or you can spend it for somebody else on somebody else to guarantee that their child is born without any issues, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So everyone did.
I did that last time to make my appearance from 10 to 11. That's why I even have 11. I might be misremembering, but
I can't remember what I spent mine on.
Yeah, I don't think you did. You may have kept it.
At the start of the session, I was just over 3,000.
Yes. So I don't think you spent it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I spent that yet.
We can go back and remember. Listen to it.
But I'll
double check. I think I did.
Sir Quegan, you do need to roll to see if Lady Diana had another baby.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
As long as you think there was a chance, and I'm going to say a full year, even though you've been rocky the last little bit, there is a chance. But it is, you just need to roll her constitution, which is 12, but it is roll at minus 10 because she did have a child in the last year. So if you roll a 2 or less, she has another baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. 2 or less, she has another baby right 1 year after the first one. Yeah. I rolled a natural 1.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, Diana. So sorry.
All right.
Do you have another baby? Also, you were right. I had not spent that point. I have marked on my sheet prestige equals 1. So, like, I was crazy for a second.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I had another kid?
While she was, like, at a constitution 2, you're a jerk.
Yeah,
for real. That is so bad.
Could you please roll a d6 and let me know if you're
off? Maybe she's just incredibly healthy.
She might die now. How will that feel?
Well, roll it. I mean, it's sad. You could roll a lot. But if this is not a blessed birth, so the child could die in the next few years, depending on how things are.
Okay.
Which is a bummer. But anyway, roll a d6. Let me know if you get odds or evens, please.
Okay. Even.
It is a girl.
Aww.
Yes! Congratulations.
Amazing.
Okay. I knit a little onesie for Jasper, or a little outfit for Jasper that says Big Brother.
Yeah, seriously. And he, like, can't even walk yet. Crazy. All right. Phenomenal. Anything about the child?
If we all agree, we can opt out of the child survival table if that's a bit dark. But
I love it. I mean, to me, it's like, it's a dark time, man.
All right. So the baby's age is less than 1. So just roll a d20.
Roll a d20. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is important to the emotional state of the character. Yeah. You know, if you lose a child, that's really hard.
Yeah.
I got a 9.
Okay. No, the baby lives this year. That's okay.
Okay. This year.
You have to roll every year until the child turns 6.
It was really hard to stay alive. Like,
yeah. Would anyone else like to maybe have had a child?
Out of wedlock? Are you crazy?
In these conditions?
James Sofina wouldn't be caught dead.
Sofina would never.
Stooping to common peasantry. The activities of common peasants.
You didn't go to the broth while you were in Londinium or anything?
Well, no, I'm famously chaste.
Did you propose? I think I am too.
Well, you wanted to propose, remember? To Lady Don't Monty. Forget.
I was thinking about proposing, but now it's like I found the fulfillment that I wanted in this cake.
Fair.
Did you want to marry a noble woman, or did you just need a new outfit?
I thought I wanted a wife and family outfit, but all I needed was a new outfit.
Yeah, the loving embrace of an expensive cloak.
Yeah,
right. Can't argue that.
That's amazing. Dame Fiona.
Look, everyone I think I love keeps like dying horribly, like in battle. They're getting like their heads crushed,
caved in by a mace.
Llewellyn's still alive, but
That's right.
It was Heinrich.
Seek out Llewellyn.
Yeah, but wasn't he ending up being kind of like, maybe I shouldn't be interested in Llewellyn. You know what I mean? He's not very nice to you.
You could leave it if you would like. I will let you leave it up to a trait roll if you'd like to roll against your chaste.
I think, again, considering the fact that I spent such a large chunk of this year healing, I think perhaps it's not the time to look for love and
grow a human
inside of me. But perhaps next year. Who knows? Maybe next year is the year Dame Fiona finds love.
I think
next year is your year.
I think it could be
it could
your
be
year.
My year.
I'm trying.
I am lustful. So, like, it's not like I'm not trying. It's just not working out.
I think, just everyone, I'm pretty sure we said that exact same thing to you last winter phase. This is going to be your year.
That's all right.
All right. And that
things happen.
That is the winter phase for, I think, 5-10. We're going into 5-11. And you'll have to all join us, like, next. Does everyone have a good time? Everyone feeling good?
Oh my god!
Absolutely,
it's insane how in 2 hours how much happens. How much story? How much your life changes? How much? I mean, it's amazing.
No, it's terrible.
My horse died.
You did.
Yeah, you had a rough baby. Winter.
Circle of life.
But I had a exactly. But I had a baby girl.
But your wife literally hates you now. So.
Oh yeah, but yeah. I mean, could you have something that is not more like common in these kind of stories? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you've got this great knight, but turns out like he's kind of a selfish jerk and his wife hates him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's very
related.
You wouldn't even go to the christening. You wouldn't go to the christening for the new baby. Yeah.
Oh,
I wouldn't set foot in that filthy church.
Okay.
No.
Well,
it could be a fairy there.
Boy, do I have a conversation to have with you, Sequegan.
Yeah, I know. Right. Fiona and I have to have a conversation in 511 AD.
You will. And in 511 AD, which is next week, you will have to join us again as we embark on an all new adventure with our freshly changed knights. The first proper adventure of the season 3 of Under an Iron Sky here on the Glass Cannon Network. So we'll see you there.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
Bye. We'll see you there next week. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of the Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
Reality TV is messy, pop culture is louder than ever, and the internet completely unhinged.
Welcome to Roxanne
and Chantel,
the podcast where cousins Roxanne and Chantel break down reality TV, celebrity drama, and the stories everyone's texting about.
We recap the shows,
spill the headlines,
and sit down with the stars themselves.
No filter,
no boring takes,
just the tea.
New episodes every week.
If it's trending,
we're talking about it.
This is Roxanne
and Chantel.
Let's get into it.